New details just now emerging in the kidnapping of Jamie Kloss. Her alleged captor in court just a short time ago, prosecutors revealing his alleged confession to police, saying he spotted Jamie Kloss getting onto her school bus and then later returned to that home. The suspect appearing in court today, prosecutors say he admits to shooting and killing Jamie Kloss's parents as she and her mother hid in the bathtub calling 911. He was dressed in black. He allegedly duct taped her hands and her feet and then threw her in his trunk, holding her captive for 88 days, at times forcing her to stay under a bed for 12 hours at a time. Tonight, the images from inside that home and what Jamie Kloss has now shared with police. ABC's Alex Perez leading us off tonight from the courthouse in Wisconsin.
Mr. Patterson, you are charging.
Tonight, the man accused of kidnapping Jamie Kloss and murdering her parents facing a judge.
Substantial cash bail is necessary to.
Jake Patterson tonight held on a $5 million cash bail.
The prosecution team that you see assembled here today wants justice for James and Denise Kloss and for Jamie Kloss.
Prosecutors laying out in chilling detail Patterson's alleged confession. According to the criminal complaint, the 21-year-old told police one day on his way to work, he saw Jamie get on a school bus outside her home and decided she was the girl he was going to take. Prosecutors describe his meticulous planning, saying Patterson first shaved all his hair to avoid leaving DNA, then came to the home one night after midnight, armed with a shotgun and a mask, dressed in all black. 13-year-old Jamie telling an FBI investigator her dog started barking and she woke her parents. They saw a man at the door with a gun. Jamie and her mother hid in the bathtub. Patterson allegedly telling police he shot Jamie's father through the door, then broke into the bathroom where Jamie's mom was holding her in a bear hug. Jamie told police Patterson made her mom hang up with 911, then shot her in the head. Prosecutors say Patterson duct taped Jamie's hands and ankles and dragged her to the trunk of his car. He allegedly told investigators he removed the trunk light and the glow-in-the-dark safety cord from inside the trunk so that no one can pull the trunk release once inside. For 88 days, police believe she was held captive inside Patterson's home. This image is showing the inside of his rural cabin. Jamie telling investigators he made her stay under the bed for up to 12 hours with no food, water, or bathroom breaks, once hitting her hard on the back. Jamie finally making her escape on Thursday when she was left alone, flagging down Jeannie Nutter, who was out walking her dog. Within minutes, another neighbor making that call for help.
I have a young lady at my house right now, and she says her name is Jamie Kloss.
The teenager terrified.
So we're kind of scared because he might come.
Yep.
So if the cops could get here soon, we would
do it. I have many deputies headed that way.
Jamie, now in the arms of her family, who never gave up hope.
She's quiet, more quiet, and she lasts most of the time and everything, but you can tell that she's not quite the same.
And Alex Perez joined us live tonight outside the courthouse. And Alex, this was another chilling detail revealed today that prosecutors say that after Jamie Kloss was thrown into the trunk of that car and her captor was speeding off, that she could actually hear the police sirens passing by. They just missed him as he drove off with her.
Yeah, David, Patterson allegedly told investigators he actually yielded to three squad cars with blaring sirens and lights that night as he left the home with Jamie in the trunk. When he was finally apprehended, Patterson allegedly told investigators, "I did it." David?
Alex Perez tonight leading us off a horrific case.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. If you'd like to get more videos, show highlights, and watch live event coverage, click on the right over here to subscribe to our channel. And don't forget to download the ABC News app for breaking news alerts. Thanks for watching.